Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is X-Men from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, coming to you live from the sixth floor, it's Oswald as we get ready to take you inside the game here on ITG, powered by FileCloud. Got a solid show for you today, so stand down, soldier. We'll be live right after this. Once again, thanks for tuning into ITG today, powered by FileCloud. What is FileCloud? Well, it's a sponsor here at ITG where you can download all the league coverage and shows that take place on Inside the Game. If you missed a previous Urban Radio, you can go to itg.filecloud.com. It does require your registration, but let me tell you, it's definitely worth it. Also, I really don't want to dissuade the other FTPs I use, such as Active War, VT Networks, and FilePlanet. So if you use one of them, then please continue to do so. But just thought I'd pass along another option. Also, Wolfsci has also requested I upload the Urban Radio in its entirety. Now, I usually edit out the music because it'll make the file a bit smaller for the uploads. And, you know, we want to try to put as little as possible on FileCloud when we upload. So I cut, you know, 8 or 10 songs out and usually just get the beginning of the song and then the end of the song. So Wolfsci will be hosting the full Urban Radio with all the music in all its glory. So if you want to download the full version, it will be available over on Act of War. If you missed it the past few weeks, I have begun a second show on ITG called Just Push Play. It debuted the last week in January. And it's a radio show that centers on the decade of the 1980s. Now, I've been very pleased with the response so far from the listening community. Not only everybody in Pound Urban Terror who's available that day, but also in Pound Radio ITG on Enter the Game, who we want to say happy anniversary tonight. 6 years for them. They're going to have a lot of sexiness later on tonight. That's something else, so we may get into that a little bit later. Also, Pound Radio ITG and ETG, Game Surge, and QuakeNet. So if you have... see, I'm getting choked up over their anniversary already. God, hold back the tears. If you have nothing better to do on Wednesdays, flashback with us to the 80s. The show begins at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. And I apologize about postponing Urban Radio last week. I actually had to prep for an interview on Monday, so I basically spent all weekend lounging around, reading interview prep books, talking to a good friend of mine who I consider a mentor, and all that just in order to get me ready for a potential career change. Haven't heard back on the outcome yet, but I think I kicked some serious ass, and I can tell the airline industry here shortly to F off, which is be a beautiful thing. Anyways, as for today, we have another good show, plus... It gets me out from putting up another ETUT diary on urbanterror.net, and I'm just kidding about that. We'll probably have one here this coming week, as we do have some amazing footage that will make you drool like dogs. So if you guys bark loud enough, you might not get it today, but you'll get it soon enough. We'll get it all to you. We'll also look in on the level UT Crossing 3-0 by Machine. Again, all levels that we... review on Urban Radio come to us courtesy of Hybridesk at Urban Terror Map Depot. Midget Killer is back. He too runs UTMD, and you know, I just caught this on the Urban Terror forums, so while I have it open, I may as well go back there. Midget Killer says he is looking, give me a second here, I just had it open. Volunteers needed for Map of the Week. He says, hey guys, I'm putting together the Map of the Week back together again, and I do need some help. What I'm looking for is a dedicated server admin or admins that are willing to add the Map of the Week to their map cycle each week and run it. Basically, here's how it works for those who don't know. A map will be randomly selected from the repository on map-depot.com site. The map will be tested extensively for any spawn bugs and any sort of irregularities. Once it's passed and it seems to be a good map, I'll email the server admins with the server with the map information approximately 3 to 4 days before it's due. That way it'll give you time to get the map, test it yourself, and put it in the server. Map cycle will be from Saturday to Friday, and each Saturday a new map will be featured. He'll take 6 screenshots from within the map and post them and put a small write-up about the map on the news page. Your servers will be advertised in the news item so everybody else knows where to play the Map of the Week. They had a great success with this before, and now that he's back permanently, he'd like to get back into this. So if you're a server admin for Urban Terror and you're willing to help out, please let him know. You can respond in the Urban Terror forums or drop him an email at admin@map-depot.com. He needs a server name, server IP address, and port, the game mode, and the admin contact, which is your email. And hopefully that'll also roll over into our segment here on Urban Radio. As I said, Hybrid doing a great job posting or giving us more and more reviews here on Urban Radio. Our server of the week is dedicated exclusively to UT Crossing today, so download the level and check it out if you don't happen to have it. Machine is back with yet another high-quality winner of a level, and I usually don't say that about many community levels. As I mentioned in the forums many times before, that I'm just not a community map guy. I reviewed enough to know that there's a lot of bad maps out there, and I'll get into some of this here a little bit later on when we start talking about the review for UT Crossing. I mentioned in the forums this week the Urban Terror Trivia Finals have been postponed until next week. Xenix and Hybridesk are not available this week, so we'll try again next week. We're down to 4 participants. Unfortunately, half of them couldn't show up this week, so we'll give it another whirl next week and see if we can get the finals out of the way and see who is the Ken Jennings of Urban Terror Trivia. This also just gives me one more week to create some more questions, a little bit more difficult questions that you won't be able to find like on the website, something that'll make you, you know, have to use that gray matter up between your ears, if some of you have that up there still. STA and TWL playoffs are deep. Unfortunately, I was not able to cast with No Leaf Clover when I was asked earlier in the week due to other priorities. But here we had a pretty kick-ass match for the Frags, for the STA Frags Division Final. Urban Radio Server of the Week is up and running, as I mentioned. If you can't wait to go inside the game, then go to urbanterror.net. Click on Urban Radio for all the details, all this and much more on Urban Radio today. And when we return, we're going to kick things off with your Urban Terror Talking Point.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories. that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created.
This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG.
We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
Well, games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Welcome back to ITG. It's Oswald here. We start with the Urban Terror talking point about community sites that support Urban Terror. One website that I failed to recognize for, well, basically since its inception was deadllamas.net. This website, since its inception, did nothing but trash talk the mod, the team, and the decisions that were made. Considering those who contributed to the website, it's really no wonder that their rumors did nothing but basically deceive the reader, turning them against everything the development team had worked so hard to create. Their what I called open forum style of news, based on what they thought was a truth, not necessarily what we, the development team, said was true, did nothing but twist what we set out to achieve. It was unfortunate that one of the original Dead Llamas members also leaked community error files to the communities after being selected to help test play the mod, and that was very unfortunate for everyone. But that's all in the past. New management at Dead Llamas has told me they'll keep reins a bit tighter on who's permitted to post news. That means no rumors, no lies, no half-truths. I do want to give HV Spawn his props, and and due credit for taking over a poor representation of what Dead Llamas was in order to turn it around and give the website some credibility. Now, with that said, give Dead Llamas a look. I do want to thank two community members, Midget Killer and Hybrid-esque. The new look site is up and running, and so far I'm pretty impressed with the look of the site and the quality of the news that has been reported. Hopefully Spawn and those will stay involved and continue this trend. I'm glad to see Dead Llamas back with quality. It's time to step back from the mic once again, and when we return, we'll check out the server of the week, which is playing UT Crossing 3.0 by Machine.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, it's 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
Thank you. canceled.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here. It's off to the server of the week once again, sponsored by Act of War. Today it's all about UT Crossing 3-0 by machine. You can hear it in the background. I was going to drop into it now. I think we may wait on that here a little bit. Today, as I said, it's all about crossing UT. crossing UT. How about UT Crossing 3-0 by machine? This is his follow-up to his previous map, UT Eagle. And as I said in the introduction, a top-notch level, in my opinion. We'll check out the UT Crossing review later on in the show, but if you want to join the server right now, it is Planet AOW, located in New Jersey. That's in the USA. The IP address for those wanting to tune in and to play, and I see Wolfside has posted it in Pound Urban Terror. The IP address, 66.246.72.134, port 27964. We are playing CTF, and actually the map off 4-1. No wonder it's 3-2. So let's get some other gamers in there. Check it out if you don't have the map. You can go to urbanterror.net/radio.html, and you can actually get the direct link there for the level and join the fun and excitement. As I said, we'll drop a little bit later here during Urban Radio. Each week, I do put out a call to the community. If you sponsor a server and would like to have it pimped here on Urban Radio, then fire me off an email, oswald@planetquake.com. I do want to thank Hot Lips and Wolfside as they continue to offer their services, be it here in the U.S. or over in Germany, as I know we have used a couple of the German servers Wolfside has up and running. So big props to both of them, Hottie. Yeah, I can't even talk. My wife, running Hottie's sixth-floor hideaway, I think. I don't remember. Oh, anyways. As I said, we'll drop into the server here a little bit later on in the show to check out the Frag Fest. One note, while checking out deadllamas.net, I did come across a thread that mentioned Foomla. Now, I'm not sure how many of you know Foomla. I'm sure if you've been around the community, you have a good idea who he is. And it also mentioned Pro Ball. Now, not sure what sort of responses we get from the community, but sometime in the future on an Urban Radio show, I am considering running a Prover and possibly even a 1.27 server. Yeah, Urban Terror 1.27, the last version that did not have stamina. So if you think you are interested in possibly helping me host either of those servers, send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. It's not going to be anything soon, 3-4 weeks, maybe beginning of next month. But I think Pro Ball would be a real kick in the pants to play for those of you who don't know what Pro Ball is. It was actually created by Apoxel with help from Meaty and Sweet Nuts, and I only mentioned Meaty because he made the ball. Yeah, I got to say that because he did make that bright, glowing yellow ball. Sweet Nuts created a couple of maps, but basically what it is is a cross between rugby and soccer. As mentioned just a second ago, there is a yellow ball that you catch and throw and basically try to score on the opposing goal. It's a very simple concept, but it's a great game. Very simple, but nonetheless a lot of fun. If you want more information, you can go to planetquake.com/proball and see that the website hasn't been updated in, oh, I would probably guess about 2 years. Yeah, I guess I can say I see Black Rider saying, yeah, I was on the dev team for Pro Ball too. I tried to promote it. Yeah. What little promotion we did of it. We had great plans, but you know what? They never materialized. I'm sure I could probably talk to Apoxel and get all the code, but you know what? At this point, we're just going to leave it as is and continue to play it as is. Urban Terror Top 5 is back this week, and let's see what actually made the cut this week. Number 5, the All-Seeing Eye. Some newbie forum loser really thinks a misspelled online petition will change things between the All-Seeing Eye and Yahoo. First, come on, dude, learn English. Second, learn how to spell. There's no point in signing the damn thing since it won't make a bit of difference. But some gamers are up in arms that there's a Yahoo banner on their ASE. Just imagine. Dahora! Read the ASE forums and see what Yahoo is doing. Oh, and pay for the registration, you cheap asses. Number 4, UT Scripts. No logic is sent Actually, he sent me an email that had all the scripts that were previously on UT scripts posted. Since those at Deserat are overprotecting American freedom, I'm considering putting a subsection on UrbanTerror.net to host all those scripts. Basically, I want your input. Would that be a good idea? Would that be a bad idea? Like I said, I really wouldn't maintain it. I just want to sort of get those back up for, you know, people who continue to ask for them. Number three, itautoaim.cfg. For those who frequent the R&R forums, and I got to type something here because you guys have to check this out. For those of you who frequent the R&R forums on the Urban Terror forums, Hobbs' girlfriend sort of updated a picture of Lennon to look like autoaim.cfg. It's pretty damn classic, and you can see the side-by-side comparisons at Urban Terror. I can't even spell autoaim. Damn. There it is. I just linked it in Pound Urban Terror. Autoaim. UrbanTerror.net/autoaim.jpg. That's the picture. And it's pretty hilarious. You got a picture of Lennon on top, and then on the bottom you have a picture of sort of melded into autoaim. So that was, I found that hysterical, and pretty good work there by Hobbs's woman. So props to autoaim for making the Urban Terror top five, and I'm shocked he's not in here. He usually is. And where is he? He's not even in here. Somebody wake his lazy ass up. Number two, Human Skeet Shooting. Clan Balls Deep is sponsoring an upcoming skeet shooting contest on February 12 and 13. You think you can handle a sniper rifle and show off your skills? Go to bd.qdpie.com/skeet for all the details. I also have that linked in the topic in Pound Urban Terror, so no need to post that link. Once again, it's the Human Skeet Shooting. You can go to bd.qdpie.com/skeet for all the details. And the number one item here in the Urban Terror Top 5, deadllamas.net. I never thought I would promote Dead Llamas ever again, but Spawn, as I said, whom I have the utmost respect for, has reborn the site with a new look and quality news. Give it a look. Take part in the website and discussion. I need another break, and up next, when we return, we'll walk through UT Crossing 3.0 by machine, thanks in part to Hybridesque at the Urban Terror Map Depot.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad here by Ricky. He bounced with the rocket, and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
The Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is
Wasting another
Radio, IDG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio on Inside the Game. Join us on ITG Wednesday, February 9th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2100 GMT for Just Push Play. I will be bringing you the best the 80s had to offer, from music in our album rewind segment to television and movies in the Boob Tube and Flick Picks segments. All that, much more, including some great hits and misses from the decade of the 80s. For all the details on the show, go to radioitg.com and click on schedule. Hybrid-esque. You know, shoot, I can't say that. Easy. Three syllables. Hybrid-esque. It's finally back after a holiday and finals at the university, and he's ready to bring you his first level review of 2005. UT Crossing is a follow-up level to the highly popular UT Eagle, which took a page out of the action-adventure movie Where Eagles Dare. It's 1980. It's a cold evening in the USSR. An industrial area holds more secrets than it wishes to disclose, but someone's been searching. I can't even read my notes here. Vital documents are missing that prove the existence of this much-denied processing system. The foreign agents must be stopped at all costs. Oh, the days of old and the levels were truly original? Sadly, those levels aren't as relevant as they used to be. The nature of Urban Share has changed from the short-range, in-your-face game to something a little longer range now. Now, larger levels aren't as popular as they once were. You don't see 24 players on sands that often anymore. And my little aside here, I don't believe that Urban Share is actually intended for large sands-type levels, because servers cannot usually support 12 to 14 gamers, 16 at the most. Name me another level where, if the server can support 24 gamers, you could play a good large-scale game. Chances are you can't, because many levels were not created for the mod and intended to be very large-scale. The atmosphere in Crossing's terrific. You have to use headphones and crank the volume up on this level. You get a sense of paranoia creeping in the crossing of the train tracks, hoping that the trains don't catch you and carry you away, crushing you to death. The textures feel drab, but it's Russia, it's the Cold War, it's 1980. What do you expect? It suits the level perfectly. The textures are well executed in the map, as there are a lot of work and thought put into the level. That being said, UT Crossing 3-0 doesn't feel as big as its predecessor by machine, UT Eagle. It does give the illusion of size at first, but then it becomes apparent how small the effective playing area actually is. The flag-to-flag times are surprisingly quick, and there's sufficient coverage for both flags. Some details like shelves and boxes, they seem to get in the way of gameplay, though, which can be a bit irritating. The map feels well-balanced, but like Poseidon, the upper routes aren't very usable, so play will mostly remain at ground zero, not the higher levels, the upstairs levels, rooftops, things of that nature. Doors usually indicate that you cannot go through unless they are on garage rollers, like seen in docks, you know, the ones that roll straight up. Snipers will have places where they can wreak havoc, where they can also cover doorways and such, but can be dissuaded with a few grenades or circumnavigating them and taking them out from behind. I think we would call that a flank maneuver, wouldn't we? Yes, we would. Team Survivor would make use of the upper routes a lot more, allowing a little more dominating view of the level, but round times would be stretched to the max with the number of areas that need to be cleared while playing hide-and-seek. I had been expecting this level to be too large, but it completely took me by surprise with how good it was, reminding me how good the old maps are when there was more of an interest in level design for Urban Terror. Now, my take sort of on that last paragraph, level takes considerable thought and planning, along with a lot of patience, trial and error, and dedication. Good level designers are few and far between, not only in our community, but many others. If you review levels, you could easily write more bad reviews than good, based solely on the fact that many do not put a lot of time into a level in order to perfect it. Case in point, Tub from our team and Invis. While many may not agree with Invis's style of level design, he continues to work on and develop his levels, improving based on input as to what doesn't work and what does work. Tubb has done the same. He's done it again with UT Austria that's going to be out for ETUT. He continues to work on it, improve it, make it the best it can be. The level design community, as Hybrid said, is not nearly as large as it once was. Then again, many piss-poor levels were created that we don't even talk about when we had a larger pool of level designers. I don't necessarily think it's the size of the talent pool, but the quality and dedication of those who do design levels now. But that has one more other problem. It becomes increasingly more difficult to successfully release a new level. We just read the thing on Midget Killer, trying to get the level of the week, the map of the week, back up and running. For those in the community who spend months and months working on a community level, only to find that, A, nobody's going to play it, B, no server admins want it on their server, because, A, nobody has it. Level designers need to do a hell of a lot of footwork in order to promote their level. Cody, I think, did a very good job with Oil Depot, thanks in part to Wolfseye at AOW. Regardless, it's nice to see some designers and sites continuing to put time into levels for Urban Tier. This also played into the development team's decision to include community levels in the upcoming ETUT release. And when we return from the break, we'll drop into the Urban Radio server and check out the action on UT Crossing. Thanks for tuning in to Urban Radio on ITG, powered by FileCloud. We'll be right back.
News, reviews, tickets, live play, commentary, porn.
Well, yeah, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio. I was going to say, as you can hear the gunfire in the background, but I'm stuck in a hallway and you can't hear any gunfire. Anyways, we are back. We are inside the game playing UT Crossing 3-0 by Machine Wolf Size. ActOfWar.de sponsors the today's server of the week. If you want to join the battle, connect to 66.246.72.134. I have that wrong in my notes here. 134. Port 27964. I just dropped that in Pound Urban Terror on ETG if you're interested. This server is located in the USA. I know people are worried about lag and not being able to move, but we aren't playing in Portugal, okay? So you shouldn't have any lag. You should be good to go. It is in Jersey, powered by VT Networks. So check it out. Get in the game and show me what you can do. I see Hobbs just hopped in here. Do you want to give props to him for joining in? Some other folks in here. Null is in here. Matic, Fiddlesticks, Noob, GG Portugal. And as I said, Hobbs, very light here on the number of gamers right now as we're standing on the train tracks waiting for the 515 to come along and probably knock me on my ass here. And, oh, that wasn't it. I thought I heard the train coming. Guess not. Anyways, we're going to continue down the road here. Coming up on the blue flag, which is not there as we take down Matic of AOW. And the flag has respawned. And look, Oswald has the flag. That's something that rarely happens. Oh, and I'm under assault, being shot at. And Fiddlesticks puts a bullet up my ass, and I am dead. Server is Planet AOW, located in New Jersey, USA. Game type today is CTF. We are playing 20-minute rounds or four caps, whatever happens first. There are 20 public spots. I see Xena dropping on here. I want to give a quick shout-out to Xena as well. And there's Spellbinder with a little love there for the channel, giving us the information for UT Crossing on Planet AOW. Thank you, Spellbinder, for doing that. And as we did in our first show with UT Oil Depot by Cody, we are going to solely play UT Crossing 3-0 today. I think it works out a little bit better this way, especially if I'm a little bit more organized and get the radio information up like by midweek instead of the day of the show. So you can all see where we're going to be playing, what map is going to be on, and you know, things like that. I don't think I did any service to the community today By not having that information available earlier in the week. I'm sorry for that. I'll make sure we get to that, maybe next week. Who's the server by, says Poop. What do you mean, who is it by? The map? The map is by Machine. The server is Planet AOW, powered by the VT Networks, by VTNetworks.net. So check it out. As we mentioned on numerous news updates on the website and during Urban Radio, we have been looking for an influx of new blood to the development team. Now, this doesn't mean that we're falling behind. Yeah, I know. People are going to continue to give us grief that it's been over a year since you announced ETUT. Why haven't we seen it? We've been busy. We've been working on things. We've been working on things. That's all I can say. I'm sorry. This week, we are happy to announce we have made an offer to a community member, so we are very pleased to announce and introduce Flash to the Silicon Ice development team. Based on his previous work, including sketch and concept art, and his animation and knowledge of 3D Studio Max, we're excited at the upcoming prospects. He's currently working on animating a model. Right now, I'm not sure I want to tell you what is being animated. All I can say is, damn, it freaking rocks. We might post it on the website and toss you some more meat for you, the drooling dogs. But believe me, it's going to kick some ass. And Flash, if you're listening, don't post anything to Pound Urban Terror. They don't need it quite yet. We want them to beg a little bit more for the information and stuff we have. It's good to see things rolling again on the animation front. I think the coders and LT1 are happy that Flash has been added to the development team. This should help LT1 by allowing him to bounce questions off of Flash as it relates to animation, as I know he started to work on some animated things, such as you know, the exploding monkey. No, actually, I think he was working on one of the weapons he modeled, if I remember correctly. It's also nice because it frees up 27 and High C to concentrate their efforts on other development items, which I am not at liberty to talk about right now. We'll post a formal welcome to Flash on the website soon. Be sure to check that out. Now, I'm sure that'll beg the age-old question. So, Oswald, when will ETUT be ready? I really don't know what to say. We haven't discussed a date, even with adding Flash, which has only been, what, 4 days now? it doesn't mean... I don't know what you want me to say. We haven't discussed a date. Things will move a bit faster now on the models, but please remember that Blade Killer can only UV wrap and skin so quickly. I compare it to a surgeon, very meticulous, very detail-oriented. So, you know, it's her work. You know, I'm not putting the pressure on her to get it done. She will get it done. That I have no problem. No worries about. But it's just the time it takes. And if you model out there or animate, you'll know how long it takes to UV wrap a model. Now, if somebody out there can do UV wraps in their sleep, hey, feel free. Contact me, OswaldPlanetQuake.com. We'll get you the models. You can UV wrap it. We'll give it to Blade Killer and see how quickly she can get them done. But that sort of thing is what, you know, she's doing right now, and that's what's taking a lot of time. Based on the ET engine, she has been able to bump up the quality of texturing from 256 by 256 to 512 by 512. Higher detail, higher quality, better-looking boobies. That's all it comes down to, guys. I got a question here from Hornesty. What about getting some people for help in a development? You can say anything about that. I don't know if you just tuned in. I don't think you did. I think you've been listening over on QuakeNet, but we did hire somebody today or this week. So, Gun Radio for doing the shoutcast again. That's a joke. Anyway, oh, they're having technical difficulties. What a surprise. I would never have thought that. Anyways, sorry, I'm just a message here. I'm seeing in one of my channels. So we are making progress, and we don't need that many more team members. We just need someone to help us get the ball rolling as it relates to the animation. So we have that covered now. Things should move, I'm going to say, a little bit quicker, but still. When the time comes, we will make the necessary arrangements, and we will post a release date. That's about all I can say. As we step aside for a quick break, we're going to come back and check out the league news right here, ITG.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
Hey, somebody was just asking, yes, the webcams are up and running if you really feel like seeing what the hell my setup looks like. The6floor.com is where you can find it at.
What a pleasant nightmare. And I can't wait to get there again. Every time I close my eyes, there's another fear and surprise. Another whole life waiting. Chapters unfinished, fading.
Tell me why I'm here.
So do we have any Xbox fans out there? I know I spend most of my time playing Xbox and not computer games. I don't know why. I guess it's just one of those phases I go through. I was big into Battlefield because I got a couple of buddies down in SoCal and actually a couple out west of me here who play Battlefield all the time. We don't have a server, but we have a Ventrilo server. So, you know, about eight of us get on there and, you know, do nothing but get pissed off at, you know, the hacks and the cheaters and whatnot. But, you know, I spend a lot of my time playing Xbox. New game I just picked up, Mercenaries. Very kick-ass game. I love blowing stuff up. That's basically the whole premise of the game. Shoot people and blow stuff up. And, you know, it's one of those persistent type of maps. It's basically a big map. China, North Korea, South Korea. And that, you know, you blow up stuff and you find little secret things and you take down the bad guys. Very cool game. I saw it on TV a couple weeks ago. Decided to pick it up. And, yeah, been playing that here the last few days. A lot of fun. Anyways, welcome back. It's Oswald here with you inside the game. This past Wednesday was the STA Frags final. Congratulations go out to a classy, longtime UT clan, Clan ICU. They defeated Corrupt Asylum in a fierce battle. ICU becomes a two-time Frags champion. And in the Flags playoff, both semifinal matches are set. The first matchup will feature Blam versus No Name. And the second semifinal will feature Vex and Veneration. Level to be played will be Riyadh. Flags final will take place for STA on February 20th. The level being P Grounds Day, and I can't say I'm too impressed with P Grounds Day. Never have been. That was a pretty cheesy level myself, but nonetheless, P Grounds Day is what the final map is going to be for the STA Flag final. I'd much rather see Infiltration here, but I think Infiltration was already played. Anyways, over to TWL, looking at the brackets here for Season 5 CTF playoffs. A Rangers division, looks like it's round two, and I apologize for not keeping up on this. I don't think many really care about the previous rounds. They just want to know who's in and who's not. Round two, CTF in the Rangers division, looks like it's going to be Vex and G7, Fuzzballs, and at Team Terminal. Winners will move on to the semifinal. And over in the Seals division, round two action, it's going to be Veneration, and it looks like they are still waiting for a winner of Corrupted Asylum and Clan Pit. Winner of that will play Veneration, and it looks like it's going to be No Names and Fear in the other round two matchup. Moving over to Team Survivor playoffs, second round is set in the Rangers division. Black Ops Squadron will take on BOE. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce their Spanish, Portuguese, whatever name that is. BOE. And Seth Bearden and Bicky Bearden and the Jambalaya Shop will take on NSB in round two coverage. And over in the Seals division, Genesis and Team EMS matchup, Lords of Chaos and a Corrupted Asylum. Winners will move on to semifinal action in their division. So best of luck to the clans remaining both in STA and at TWL. Why doesn't anybody like me saying Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya Shop? I think that's pretty cool. Unique. Very unique. I have emailed Wiz and Impa over at ClanBase to get some further information as to the start of ClanBase Spring Cup, Spring Open Cup 2005. As of right now, they're still trying to agree upon a logo for the cup. And while that's actually not the true reason for the holdup, they are working on the pools for the three divisions, and we should possibly see them by sometime next week. 15th is a date that I heard. I'm not sure if that was something that Impa actually said or if that's just a wag on the part of some of the people who play there. But I'm going to the website right now, clanbase.com, checking it out. Nope, still looks like they're talking logo stuff. So hopefully we'll have information on that here very soon. Also, ITG is still working on to be the exclusive shoutcast station for ClanBase action. I have a feeling it's going to be all or nothing. So if you're in Europe, lobby Wiz and Impa that you would like ITG to be there from the first frag to the final cup match, I will be providing all your shoutcast coverage. You guys get to hear my sexy voice and my mispronunciation of everybody's name. You know, if I could dig up that file from Machine about my mispronunciation, it's a great sounder. I'll have to find that sometime soon and get that back on air. That's a great sounder. The UT mailbag is full this week, thanks in part to you, the community. As I mentioned in the opening of the show, deadllamas.net is back and a better before. No more show, no more magic, no more lies. Yep, I just called their asses out, and that's fine, because they're worthless. Spawn is at the helm and ready to pimp UT. Thanks to him and others for bringing the site back online, like Midget Killer, who I know is not listening, but obviously I had to pimp Midget Killer because he put time and effort into it. Same goes for Hybrid Esk. Both of them had a hand in helping get the site back up and running. As of February 1st, the Act of War map contest officially commenced. 10 mappers, 10 themes, one theme per mapper. It'll be quite interesting to see what comes out of this contest. On a personal level, I can't say I was too impressed with the with some of the winning levels from the UT Map Depot contest. Now, that's just no reflection on the website, period. Just sort of a reflection on those who took part in it. The winning map, UT Poseidon, it just really doesn't do much for me. I do think there needs to be some work on the basics of what makes a good map, but I'm not here to slam that map or the contest. It was the winner. Congratulations to him for that level. But I think, as I sort of mentioned a little earlier on when we were talking about UT Crossing, I do think mappers need to dedicate a little bit more time, a little bit more effort into actually tweaking their level and making it a little bit better. Anyway, what can I say? 10 mappers taking part. Squad leader El Presidente, Fix Metal, Luniac, Flash, Slinky, Mad Harver, Sergeant Pepper, Schminky Boy, and Midget Killer. Without remember who is doing what, my money's actually on Slinky, based on another great-looking level that I recall him doing that I know we featured on a past Urban Radio show. It was a solid UT level, very up and down, very vertical. And, you know, I don't want anybody there because I see El Presidente. I'm not sure if he's listening. Midget Killer I know is not listening, but, you know, I don't want to take anything away from any of these other people in it listening right now, but hey, I got to make my call, and I just did it right there. I think he's going to have a good map contest. We'll see what he can create. But, you know, like I said, you know, what do I actually know when it comes to when it comes to maps, right? I never map. Actually, I did start many maps, never finished them. Then again, like Blade Killer and her UV wrapping and skinning, I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very much a perfectionist, so if something doesn't look right, I won't continue. El Presidente, you're not crap. Midget Killer's not crap. I just had to call my shot. I called my shot. I mean, you know, it's like these, hang on, it's like these guys on the Super Bowl right now. You know, you're interviewing somebody and they say, okay, so who's going to win the Super Bowl? Well, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. Don't give us that BS. Give us who you think is going to win. I think New England's going to kick Philadelphia off the field. I think Salinky's going to have a very good map contest, and I'm picking him to win. It reflects It has no negative. It does not reflect badly on anybody else in the contest, is what I'm trying to say. You guys will do what you can, and I'm sure you're going to put out a great map. But I had to pick a winner. I just did. We'll see if that's the case when the contest concludes on June 1st. We'll keep you up to date on the progress of all the levels. And I do want to thank Wolfseye at Active War for sponsoring the contest. He's also made some decisions on the jury members, those who will be judging the maps. The jury that will judge this contest, and he says he tried to get as professional as possible to ensure that there'd be a fair and professional judgment done, the results of the contest. It's going to feature barbecue, and I thought you said professional. Have you ever met barbecue? Anyway, I'm just kidding. Barbecue's a great guy. Blade Killer from Sid, MC and Big D, FSK 405 Ghost, Tub from Sid, Illogical from Clan Sixth, Yamagata, whom I'm sorry, but I've never heard of, and Invis. So we do have some people who know a little bit about mapping. So check that out. And as I said, best of luck to everybody involved in the contest. I think I made that clear, didn't I? Also, coming next weekend, it's time to shoot some human skeet. What? What did I say? Yeah, that's right. Human skeet shooting. Damn right. Bring your favorite sniper rifle and your skills as Clan Balls Deep is looking to hold a two-day skeet shooting tournament. The level was actually created and most recently updated by Invis. This is the second annual skeet shooting tourney. This year, Clan Balls Deep is looking to reward the winners with the best scores. So if you love Urban Terror, but you've never seen skeet shooting, you have to at least visit the website, check out some of the demos, and screenshot. It's basically like the name implies. Imagine yourself standing on a platform, standing on a shooting platform, with bots that are flying out into the skeet range. So far, Clan BD, they have a Logitech MX-1000 cordless mouse that has been donated for the tournament, which is one more prize than last time. But you know what? Even without prizes, it's a tournament. It's a lot of fun to compete. But they are still trying to get some more prizes donated. But don't let the lack of prizes make you miss out on the fun of the tournament. If you have a server and would like to donate it for the tournament or would like to offer services or maybe have a prize or prizes you'd like to contribute, then please contact headshot at qdpie.com. You can also visit bd.qdpie.com for more information. Or you can go idle and pound skeet shoot on ETG. I see he's saying there are 25 people now registered to shoot some skeet, to shoot some other humans that, you know, resemble skeet. Skeet that shoots back at you, right? Anyways, I'm trying to go to the site right now, S-K-E-E-T, and see who we have so far that's signed up on the roster. It looks like Slayer, AODSK, Dev74, Evil Joker, F.U. Daddy, Headshot, Sniper, all from Clan Balls Deep will be taking part. Satan, Sir Maz, Killer from SAB, Rashly from Blam, Darth Nader, Donk, Evol, Fabian, Grin, Hantu from TK. Nice to see Portugal representing. LGDA, Nixon, Space Monkey, String, Tarquin, Yuen Shiza, LOK Gone Mad, FN One Leg, and Hybrid-esque. So there's 25 so far. Feel free to go there right now and sign up for the skeet shooting tournament. Should be a good time. Looking forward to that next weekend. I do have another message here from Headshot. He says, I guess mostly Skeet's going to take place on TexasUT.com, which is Hoosier Daddy's server, and Fro Servers, which is the Switzerland server, Resident and Urban Revival servers, and Sixth Floor, thanks to Hottie for her server. Oh, yeah, and also Urban Revival is UrbanCTF.com. As I mentioned, I am possibly looking at providing limited shoutcast coverage on both Saturday and Sunday in conjunction with Urban Radio. I got to look at the casting schedule because it sounds like this would end up being like a five-hour cast. And unfortunately, I work that night, so I need my beauty rest. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to provide... Oh, Fablin. Excuse me. It looks like an eye. Fabian Fablin. I just picture some guy with long, flowing, golden hair. Hi, I'm Fabian. It looks like butter. What is that? What is that commercial he does? It must be butter. It tastes like butter. Anyways, I'm off on some tangent. Forget I said anything. But as I said, I'm looking to provide shoutcast coverage again, I think it's going to more or less depend on my availability and the schedule, which unfortunately I don't see anything scheduled right now. So who knows? I may put in a five-hour day showing some love to the UT community. Thank you. It must be butter or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Black Rider. Thank you. So I'll know later in the week if that will be possible. As of right now, I said 25 gamers are signed up, so why don't you take part, have some fun, and show off your skills. I guess it speaks for itself. If you don't sign up, just basically means you have no skills and you suck. No problem. Going to break away into a break, and when we come back, we'll have our free-for-all segment. It's Oswald. You're tuned into ITG right here. Little Urban Radio.
And let's see, who wants weed off the air?
Nobody wants.
Who wants weed off the air?
I don't want weed off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not gonna deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not gonna get any more death threats. This is awesome.
And thank you, She Prime of Clan Ahoy. I can't believe it's not butter. That's what I was trying to say.
They came for him one winter's night, rested here. In his arms is where she'll be. Over the hillside, far away, it's where.
Inside the Gate. Radio. ITG.
So who the hell is that band, Nightwish? I've never heard of them. I have no idea who they are. I couldn't tell you the name of that song if I didn't have it right in front of me. Over the hills and far, I don't know, far something, far away? I don't know what it was. Like I said, I'm living in the 80s. I'm living in the world that Rush created. So if it's not the 80s or if it's not Rush, honestly, I don't care what I play. Welcome back. It's Oswald here. Little urban radio taking part today. Your Saturday afternoon fix. What's going on? Got a good night planned? I don't. I'll be going to work here in just about 2 hours, just where I want to be. As I said, hopefully all that work stuff changes here very shortly. I'm expecting a phone call with a job offer. That would be the best thing in the world, I tell you. God, I'm so excited to hopefully get out of the airlines. Can't stand that company. I just get upset thinking about it. Anyway, in the Urban Terror Talking Point, Dateline, Beijing, China, the commie government is at it again. China has recently banned 50 illegal electronic games in a probe into the publication and software market. As part of the effort to protect intellectual property rights and create a good environment for Chinese youth, the State General Administration of Press and Publication, together with the anti-porn and illegal publication offices, created a list of 50 illegal electronic games in a nationwide checkup on electronic publication and software markets. Liu Binji, deputy director of the administration of the state anti-porn office, said here Wednesday that the Chinese government in 2005 will focus on combating illegal publications. This especially concerns pirated textbooks, electronic publications, illegal journals that will have a negative influence on youth. Among the 50 illegal games, 26 are pirated games software, including Age of Mythology, The Titans, The Sims 2, Manhunt, FIFA 2005, Viva la FIFA, Battlefield Vietnam, and Painkiller, Battle Out of Hell. The remaining games are illegally distributed foreign games, including Conflict Vietnam, Viet Cong, First Alpha, and Devastation. The administration has called for a relevant departments across the country to clean up the electronic publication and software markets, confiscate any of the 50 games found and hold the publishers, producers, and distributors of those games accountable. Well, since the communists run, I guess these folks can do whatever the hell they like. I'm okay with the pirated games being banned, since that only goes to help promote gaming and all that illegal, illicit stuff that shouldn't be going on. But, I mean, you got to be under a rock to think that it doesn't go on. It's unfortunate it does. I do have issues with banning games like Painkiller or Battlefield Vietnam, but I guess that's why they put why the ERSB puts ratings on boxes in order to keep those games out of the hands of those who are not of age. But seriously, I highly doubt many parents or retailers will actually stop and take a moment to put two and two together. I don't think this story will develop any further in terms of how it relates to you or me. And somebody actually asked me why FIFA 2005. FIFA 2005, because it was pirated, not because it had naked chicks or something negative that could affect young children. It was just because of it being one of the most pirated games over. FIFA 2005 kicks ass, too, on Xbox if you haven't played it. We also get some dribble from Angel at the CPL about possibly moving the CPL event to another Asian country if the Chinese government doesn't cooperate. Angel, do you think they really care about you? Probably not. It's Oswald. You're dialed into Urban Radio right here inside the game.
See, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Come on, no freaks. No.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
Thank you.
with a different child. Religious indifference with a feudal lies. Territory got me, they legitimize. Persecution deformed, and I'm priced. Now the UN is gone, the buffer it all. The problem is spreading international. Like Ireland's Belfast, it's coming to be a brand new game. Civil war and shoulder I live. The chivalrous ones are never
music is purely subjective to the ear of the listener. Anyways, it's going to do it for this week. I do want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, coming up next week, the Clan Balls Deep Human Skeet Shooting Tournament. All the information available in the topic in Pound Urban Tour, or you can go to Pound Skeet Shoot on ETG. Also want to thank Hybrid Esk for his level review of Crossing by Machine. And thanks to Wolfi for providing a Server of the Week here for the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Also, if you are in Pound Urban Terror, give a quick shout out to Flash, the new SID member who will be working on the models and animation. Did I mention the demo he made for us really kicks ass? We'll show you that sometime in the future. Very pleased to announce his arrival to the development team and to have his talents. Coming up next week, the Urban and Terror Trivia Finals. Join us for that action and much more all next week. For ITG, it's Oswald. Remember, tune in Wednesday. Just push play. We'll see you later.
Over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.